Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, 2025 is almost here. Right guys, it's almost New Year's. And I know that all you guys are planning out your next year, right? Your goals, aspirations, and making your resolutions, right? And us guys tend to have very realistic and attainable goals, aspirations, resolutions, right? Things that we can be held accountable for, right? Guys, these 304s have the dumbest, most moronic New Year's resolution.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
Clown world, right? So guys, we go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and check out some of these chicks' New Year's resolutions. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Join my Discord. Check out my second channel. And guys, these chicks always have the dumbest New Year's resolutions where they're either crazy, unrealistic, or they're this woo-woo nebulous foolishness because they don't plan on actually holding themselves accountable for anything. No. This is all just caps. So guys, let's get into this.
I'm trying to do this thing that I just like weirdly made up called 25 in 2025. And it's all the different goals that I want to do like 25 of. First, we got 25 books, self-explanatory. I want to read 25 books next year.
Please.
Next up, we have 25 alcoholic beverages per year. That's like 2.1 alcoholic beverages per month. Ideally, it would be zero though. I don't want to drink next year. I want to do 25 museum and gallery days. That's 2 days a month. That's easy. 25 items decluttered. I want to declutter 25 items from my closet and my beauty cabinet. I want to hit 25K on Instagram.
Of course, what can I say?
I like social media. I want to do 25 minutes a day of dog training because this guy is actually super smart. He already knows lie down at 5 months old. I want to do 25 Pilates classes a month. That's 5 to 6 classes a week. That's pretty realistic. 25 minutes of brisk walking per day. I think that's a lot easier and more realistic for me than 10,000 steps. And I eventually would like to work up to running, 25 minutes of running a day. 25 days per month of self-prepared meals. So that means I'm only eating out 5 to 6 meals a month. 25 IG posts a month. I used to not post on Instagram at all. And what this year has taught me is that I actually have something to say and that people want to hear it. So I'm not going to be shy about Instagram anymore. I'm going to freely post, no matter how cringe it feels to me. 25 milligrams of caffeine per day. I'm trying to lower my caffeine intake. I've slowly been weaning off of it. I find that one glass of green tea a day is a sufficient amount of caffeine for me. I want to eat 25 fruits and vegetables a week. That's around 3 to 4 vegetables a day. 25 liters of water a month. I'm really bad about water intake. I always forget to drink water. So I want to make sure to drink around a liter a day. Start there and work up. I'm also really bad about getting dressed. I feel like half the time I'm filming in pajamas. That's because I literally don't get dressed if I'm working from home. So I want to do 25 outfits a month. I have depression and this really helps me. I know it sounds simple, but like doing basic tasks like getting dressed and leaving the house really help with depression. And if you don't have depression and you don't understand, I don't know how to explain it to you, but sometimes it's really hard to function. And finally, I want to do 25 hours worth of language classes. I want to master French. I speak it decently. I speak it well enough to like go to stores and order in a restaurant, but I want to be able to work in a French office. So I need professional level proficiency in French. I know these seem simple to you guys, but this is basically a recipe for staving off depression. Avoid alcohol, eat healthy, cook my food at home, get dressed, and bathe. I wish this list had 25 items on it. That would have been so much cleaner. I think there's only like 15. Cheers to the new year. I'm trying to do this.
So that, guys, if you guys think that she's going to accomplish any of these, well, maybe the Instagram, but if you guys think that she's going to accomplish the bulk of these.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Clown world, right? You guys. The only one she might do is the Instagram one, right? But guys, she's not going to do any of this. She's just not, right? And guys, you notice, social media, check, right? Depression, check, right? And a dog, check, right? Hand tattoos, check. Nose ring, right? The quintessential 304. The quintessential modern woman right here, guys. Look at that. Guys, just 366 comments. This first person says, my ADHD brain loves this list. My ADHD brain hates following through on it. Guys, that's another thing these modern chicks are all saying. They all have ADHD now. This chick says, 25 acts of kindness and charity. That's what I'm going to do, please.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Guys, look at that. Okay, I'm copying off you, please.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Guys, man, oh man, oh. And you notice how she was like, a lot of these, she was kind of giving herself an out, like, oh, well, I'm going to try and, you know, do 25 alcoholic drinks. I'm going to try to. It should be zero, but it might be more. So she's already giving this gray area that she could wiggle out of. Guys, are hashtags. Hashtag 2025 goals. Hashtag New Year's Eve. Hashtag New Year's resolution. Hashtag personal growth journey. Hashtag sobriety rocks. Of course, she's a junkie. Hashtag Pilates. Hashtag healthy living. Hashtag health journey. Hashtag mental health. Hashtag health is wealth. Clown world.
Girl, it's time to get ready for 2025. What do they say? If you're not early, you're late. Same applies. I went to a local coffee shop to do this, so let's dive in. For the year, I am focusing on this one sentence alone, and I'm applying it to every aspect of my life. I'm breaking down my focuses into three areas. First, being spiritual. I have the goal of finishing the entire Bible by the end of 2025. Number two, financial. My spending habits have to be a little bit sharper. This is the year that changes. And third, physical. I'm scheduling all my doctor's appointments, staying in the gym, paying attention to what I'm eating. How do you all like to get ready for the new year? Do you like to go to a coffee shop? Do you like to sit down at home with a glass of wine? Do you think about things while you're on a walk or at the gym? Let me know in the comments and let's get ready for the new year.
Look at that, guys. Can you imagine you're trying to go to your favorite coffee shop and get a latte or just a plain old black coffee, and some knuckleheaded broad has her whole cell phone tripod set up, right?
Beta female!
Clown world, right? And then she's like, okay, I'm gonna sit here and pretend like I'm drinking my coffee and look really serious. And try and look smart, right? And guys, do you think she's gonna read the whole Bible? Come on.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Do you think that she's not gonna spend money like a knuckleheaded 304, right?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
And if you think this knucklehead's gonna actually have a healthy lifestyle, come on, guys, come on. Seriously?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Guys, she has 26 comments. And guys, there are those glasses. Those glasses are just as bad as that friggin' bull ring, dude. Seriously. And guys, why do they post such stupid stuff, right?
I promise you, you would be disappointed with yourself if you watched this tomorrow.
These chicks are ridiculous. Look at that. In this sentence, guys, look at this. Where is it? She said that she's mapping her entire New Year's resolution off this one sentence. You must first become consistent before you become exceptional. Guys, if this isn't, this is the most anti-304 slogan there is, right? A 304 that's consistent? Guys, that's impossible. That's an oxymoron. The only thing that 304s are consistently doing is ruining society. But a 304 that's consistently productive at anything? Come on, man. Come on. Guys, where are these frames from? Her comments, right? I love this. My goal is to be more intentional in 2025, what are you talking about? I pray first for a while, and then I go hit a coffee shop. And guys, isn't it funny that these knuckleheaded 304s are always the first to talk about Jesus? God has nothing to do with the fact that you're a knuckleheaded, disorganized, lazy 304, right? Look at that. And guys, you should have put a fourth one. Right? Finance, spirituality, and health. And then, of course, she needs to put your nug-nug. Bastard child, right? Because you know that's in the cards. Clown world. Guys, are hashtags. Hashtag goal setting. Hashtag 2025. Hashtag new year. Hashtag vision board clown world. Now here we go with these broads doing this fucking makeup again, guys. Come on.
Get ready with me while we talk about my goals for the year of 2025. This year was undoubtedly one of the hardest, if not the hardest years of my life. So I'm very excited to go ahead and get into a new year. It's so crazy to me because it feels like this year literally would never end. And like, I was just going through so much, but it's also been one of the best years of my life. And I know everybody always says that, but like truly, if I look back on it and like look back on all the memories, I've done so much this year. Never once traveled as much as I have this year ever in my life until this year. So I've just done a lot and I'm very grateful for this year, but I'm excited to go ahead and move on to next year. For starters, my first goal is to grow my other platforms for obvious reasons. I'm leaving the fate of what happens to this app in the hands of the one who really controls it, which is the Lord. So I'm not worrying too much about it, but I do want to go ahead and start building my other platforms, not just because of what's up in the air right now, but also because I've been wanting to do this for a long time and I've waited.
Another chick who says that she wants to spend the next year building her social media?
Just like a woman.
You don't say, right?
An entire year and haven't. So if you're not following my Instagram, make sure you follow it. And also stay tuned because I think I'm going to start trying to do YouTube shorts. Eventually want to get into doing long form videos over there. I really want to be everywhere. I want my content to be everywhere. I just don't know how to go about filming that. So that's going to be a learning curve, but I'm going to figure it out. My next goal for 2025 is to go on more brand trips, specifically to like New York City or California again. And then also I really would love to go on like one outside of the country to somewhere tropical. And also going along with that, I would love to have a business lunch or like business meeting in any of these places.
Look at makeup, so she looks like a clown.
Specifically, New York would be amazing. It's easily become my favorite city I've ever been to in my life. So that would be really, really cool and hopefully will be something I get to do. Another thing I really want to focus on this year is working on my actual makeup artistry. I do makeup on the side. I don't really advertise it because like technically I'm not licensed, but I do makeup for my friends and stuff all of the time. So I would love to actually work on the artistry. I bought myself a makeup artist chair and everything. I just want to get people to practice on, but I would also like do makeup for events and stuff. My next goal is one I've already started on, but I want to make sure that I stay in a good routine yearly as best as I can. I've already started this literally this week just by starting to establish my workout routine and also starting to get up earlier, but I just want to stay in a good routine with good habits all year long. It's easy to start doing, but I figured if I got a head start before the new year even started, that it would be a little bit more easy than starting like right at the new year. Along with that routine is my actual physical health. I have some pretty big goals for this year. I've done weightlifting. I've been a cardio bunny. I just want to find what actually works for me. And also while being in college and having like this as my full-time job, it's kind of hard to make the time for it. But what I found that I really enjoy is like high intensity walking, incline walking, just something that keeps your heart rate up and gets your body moving. I've done that for 2 days in a row. I'm gonna go today after I'm done filming and get that done as well. I usually do about 45 minutes of just like walking. After I do this for a week, I'm gonna start incorporating back in some lifting of the weights. And I just wanna find a workout routine that makes me feel.
Guys, it's been almost 3 minutes and she's still shellacking makeup on her face.
And look my best, which I think is totally doable. I want to do more giveaways in the new year. I've already kind of started doing this and started planning just like ways that I can do this more because I feel like it's so good to give back to the people who support you, not just around the holidays. I did want to give back for the holidays, but I want to give back all year. The main reason I don't prioritize that is just because the shipping kind of stresses me out and I'm like not great at that and I don't really have a good post office near me in my college town. In the new year, I'm definitely going to be doing more giveaways. Another goal I have is to prioritize my relationship with the Lord.
There it is, guys, right there. You're waiting for it, guys. There it is. All these chicks, all these 304s, they always got to talk about Jesus. What does God have to do with your makeup and your Instagram and your TikTok? Guys, think about how insane the society is. That these chicks... It's this whole prosperity gospel, Joel Osteen type of stuff, right? And this is why men have left the church. Most men in the United States are religious, but just male church membership has gone down. Because the type of church that lets these 304s think this way is men are incompatible with that type of church. Let me know in the comments if you guys agree.
Here was not my best work. I'm definitely currently not the strongest in my faith that I've ever been, but God is still good and I still know that, and I feel like I have been getting better in the past recent weeks with that. Life is hard, but what I know is if you're doing it without God, you're not going to be doing as good as if you would if you're doing it with Him. Even through the hard times, it's very important to focus on Him, and that is something I've continuously had to learn in my life, as well as in the good times, because it's easy to cling to something when you have nothing, but when you have everything, it's very easy to let go of everything that you really need to have. If that
304 trying to be poetic and philosophical, please, right? She's all trying to sound deep, right? Who is she, Tyler Durden now, right?
Some people are really fucking stupid.
Makes any sense? Another goal I have for this year is being much more mindful with my money and how I spend it, as well as practicing the art of wanting and not getting. I'm very blessed that I've caught this early on, but I've started to notice myself buying simply just because I can afford it at the time. And although it's fun to be able to spend money and get what you want, you don't need to do it every weekend. And that is something that I am learning. I'm not crazy irresponsible with money. I have majority of what I've made from TikTok saved up. Like, I don't go spend copious amounts of money, but I definitely have splurged probably a little more than I should. So in the new year, that's just something I'm going to be really paying heavy attention to. I just need to find a better balance because I feel like I spent a little bit too much money in the past couple months. But then again, we've also traveled a ton as a family. So that's kind of where I've spent my money.
You see her just contradict herself? I don't spend a lot of money, but I did just spend a lot of money, right?
Notice how much I buy out of scarcity mindset. And honestly, I have everything I need. I have more than any person in the world could actually need. And I want to use up products and then not just go to waste. I just want to be more mindful with my spending and better about saving. Another goal I have for the new year is to be much more organized and clean. And what I mean by that is just keeping my room clean. My room is the first thing to get messy because I just throw everything in there. It's not dirty like dirty. It's just messy like clothes everywhere, always. And I also need to be better about decluttering, but I think if I declutter before the new year, that'll help with that. A mental goal I have is working on being confident in myself at all times, no matter what I look like. But as many of you know, I love to self-tan, and that is when I feel my best. But recently, I've wanted to start to focus on feeling beautiful even when I'm pale and feeling beautiful when I don't have makeup on. I feel like when you think you are beautiful and you know your worth,
Guys, come on, guys, pump the brakes. You think this person actually is going to accept what she looks like without makeup on? A person that spends this much time putting makeup on, putting this much crap on her face, is ever going to be able to walk outside with nothing on her face? Come on, man.
Regardless of how you look, you truly shine. And in turn, it makes you more beautiful to everyone around you. Another goal I have for this year is to go ahead and start looking into internships potentially in California or New York for the next few years, because I'm going to be a junior next year and I want to live in one of these places for a summer and like work for a company. Probably a social media company or some sort of marketing company, a makeup company, literally whatever. Just I need to start looking into that. So if you know anything, you have any connections, let me know, because I don't even know where to start looking for that, but I don't want to wait until I need it to start looking. This is a super random goal, but I kind of want to start like a Depop or a Poshmark or something and try to sell some of my stuff to you guys. I don't know if you would buy it, but I don't like taking my clothes to Play-Dohs. I do try to sell them locally, but like sometimes things just don't sell. Like I have a Free People bodysuit that I've worn one time, literally a $150 bodysuit. Nobody wanted it. So like, I don't know if it's just the area we're in. I don't know. If you would be interested in that, let me know. Makeup is done. Those are my main goals for the year. I'm curious to know what your goals are for 2025. I'm also posting this because this is accountability. I don't accomplish these goals next year. Y'all better get on me. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Guys, she's not going to... Come on. She's not going to accomplish any of this, right? And guys, she said her favorite city is New York. Are you serious?
Some people are really fucking stupid.
She says that she's going to get a marketing or a social media company internship?
Some people are really fucking stupid.
And guys, you notice how all these chicks have the same goals? I'm gonna do my money, my health, all this stuff, right? They're women are sheep. She's making all these same points that the other chicks made that were all from social media. They're just parroting all the same talking points. You know what I'm saying? My health journey, my Jesus journey, blah, 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 blah. I guarantee all the girls I've shown this video, if we go to the end of 2025 and the end of 2026, they're going to be making the exact same videos, guys. This is all cap. This is all coke. I'm not going to even read her comments, guys, because they're just as ignorant as she as this chick is, dude. Look at that. You guys, all this makeup. All this makeup. And guys, the number one New Year's resolution she should have is shorter sentences, right? Is shorter stories. The worst thing TikTok ever did is let chicks make 10-minute TikToks. She was doing her makeup and talking for almost 7 minutes straight. Going and going, la 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 la, right? Get to the point. Guys, her hashtags. Hashtag grown woman, please.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag makeup routine. Hashtag New Year. Hashtag New Year's. Hashtag New Year's resolutions. Hashtag goals. Hashtag New Year's goals. Hashtag 2025. All right, you guys. This is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, guys. I'm out of here. Guys, have a happy New Year. Have a good one, guys.